Rosie collected the tray of coffee and pudding, left the kitchen, and walked along the dog-legged corridor until she reached the two office doors. Which one should she try? She could not hear any voices. Randomly choosing one, she balanced the tray on one of her hands before knocking and trying the handle on the left door. It rattled in its frame. Rosie tutted before inching to the right and turned the handle of the other door. To her relief, it turned. Mr. Blair was obviously in this room. She gripped the tray with both hands while she pushed with a gentle foot. Instantly, the oil paint-infused, oppressive hot air escaped and wafted over her perspiring, damp skin.
"Pudding, Mr. Blair," said Rosie as she stepped into the room.
The tray crashed to the ground, spilling the pot of coffee and rhubarb crumble across the wooden floor. In front of her, under the bright white glow of the ceiling, the body of Charlotte Blair lay slumped in the chair in front of the oak desk, her face a grim blue, her unusual reddish lips a macabre shade of purple. Those protruding eyes which had always scared Rosie had bulged further out of their sockets, bloodshot, inert, and dead. A lopping tongue hung limply from her open mouth. Spittle dribbled from its tip, over her lips and chin to the thin red slit across her neck. The horror caused Rosie's eyes to widen, her skin to freeze and her breathing to stutter. Holding a palm to her mouth, she backed out of the room before slamming the door and bolting down the corridor.